The studio is the mayor of South Windsor, Connecticut. Saud Anwar walked in. Look who just walks in on the show. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Love it. Happy Valentine's Day for you.
Yes, yes. Brad gave me a big kiss before the... Listen, you're running for the General Assembly. This was Beth Bai's seat, right?
No, this was a Tim Larson seat.
Oh, Tim Larson's seat. That's right.
Third district.
Yeah. Why do you want to leave a nice mayor's job and go to the General Assembly, for God's sake, with all the stuff that's going on there?
Well, I think this is a very exciting time for the state of Connecticut, and I have been very fortunate to be very successful as the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 8 years, I've been serving.
You have been more than successful, I'll tell you that.
I'm very blessed. You're right, Brad. And it's because of a group of people who have been working together in the town of South Windsor, and mm-hmm. We have seen enormous growth in economic development. We have seen tax very well controlled, and the quality of life of our citizens in South Windsor have been very good and have been improving.
Mm-hmm.
So after 8 years of serving in the town of South Windsor as a town council member and my second term as a mayor,
mm-hmm.
This opening was there, and I know the challenges that are up ahead in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
But I also know that this is a new era with the beginning with the new governor, new lieutenant governor. This is an opportunity for somebody who is passionate about our state, loves the state, to be able to give back and help move the state in a better direction.
Okay, I'll be the bad guy here. Tolls, yes or no?
Yes, with restrictions.
With restrictions?
And then the restrictions
How?
Are, because here's the reality.
Okay.
We actually have to maintain our infrastructure.
Okay.
Everybody would agree with that.
Okay.
And everybody will also agree with the fact that money is not going to magically appear.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing that most people should agree is that the gasoline tax will not take care of it because the electric cars are increasing.
Okay.
So when we are looking at all of those combinations, we will also agree on another fact that 40% of the traffic in many of our big, larger roads are coming from out of state.
Okay.
And we are giving them a subsidy, essentially, or giving them a free service to cross from Connecticut.
Okay.
So we need, and these trucks are actually eroding our roads and bridges. So we need to maintain it, and they better pay for it, because when we go to Massachusetts or New York, we are paying to maintain their infrastructure. Why not they pay for us? Now, it can be done with new technology that the people in Connecticut do not have to pay or have minimal payment, if at all.
A lower rate?
Much, much lower rate.
This is what you're proposing then.
I feel that the people who are out of state should be paying more, the trucks should be paying more, and the people in Connecticut should either not be paying or paying minimal amount.
So you think that would sell people if you said, or maybe depending upon, I know, Mayor, you can do this with the Easy Pass technology, say if your commute is a certain amount of miles, maybe you pay a lower rate for that mileage. And if it's only one or two gantries, you pay the standard rate.
Yes. So there's technology where the Easy Pass would actually be organized around the zip codes.
Yeah.
And that will give us an idea what the actual salary amount of the community is. And that would actually adjust it even further. And theoretically, actually, I was having a conversation on Facebook with somebody, and they said, well, if people in Connecticut have an understanding about the amount that they're paying for tolls, they should actually report that for their taxes and then get a benefit from it.
And, you know, Brad, I mentioned that. Either
you
get a tax deduction. Yep. The other thing, Mayor, and obviously you can understand the people's reticence to this.
Yes.
I would say... And I know we can do this. We put a man on the moon 50 years ago, although some people don't believe it. Don't call my show. I think if you show people, and I'm talking about you, if you show people, we collected this much money this week from tolls. We are directing that money toward this project, that project. I think, Mayor, you can convince them where the money's going, that's half the battle.
Yes. I think the transparency is going to be critical. Protection would be critical, because we truly need to show the people that the amount that we are going to generate would be used to strengthen. The economic development of our state will depend on our infrastructure. And our infrastructure depends on how much we put into it. And it's eroding. And then as a result of which, we need to put the money into it, but we shouldn't be taxing people more to get this. But we have a smarter way of doing it by, like most other people, we are one of the only states in the region that doesn't do this.
Can you stay a little bit after the news?
Yes, would love to.
Yeah, Brad, he got here a little late, so can we take him after the news? All right.
You know, one of the things that is going to be striking at you, though, I'll tell you that right now, because everywhere I go, people don't want tolls. And it's going to be, you know, you're going to have to do certain things, and you have mentioned them already, but whether that will provide it, because we've got 4 years, and there's a good many people that just don't want them. That's all. I'm just being honest with you.
So Brad, what I would say is now, I'll wear my doctor's hat.
You know what, Mayor? We're getting a little tight on time here. Let's break for the news, Brad, at the top of the hour.
Okay, good.
The mayor's going to stay here. We'll come back about 7 after the hour and take him to a quarter after.
Perfect.
Why don't
Absolutely.
We do that? All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and it's the Brad Davis Show. Paul Buscelli here, and Mayor Saud Anwar of South Windsor running for the General Assembly. We'll talk about tolls and more coming right back. Running for the state Senate seat being vacated by Senator Tim Larson. Senator Larson going to work for Governor Ned Lamont. Mayor, we touched on tolls. Let's go to what's going on in the specific district that you as a Democrat want to represent. The casino deal. Brad and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
This third casino proposal that would be in the district. What are you hearing about this?
So recently there was a public hearing that the chairman of the two tribes had with the General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversations were very important. This deal was pretty much done, and this deal is going to be very good for the region.
This is the Tribal Winds, I think they want to call
it. Tribal Winds is the name. I love the name, actually.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a $300 million investment in the town of East Windsor, and it would be a game changer for the town of East Windsor and the region.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is it's going to create 2,000 jobs for construction, and when the project is completed, there will be 2,000 jobs directly linked to it, and another 1,000 that would be actually indirectly linked to this. So this
gas station. Restaurants,
and so on and so
convenience
forth.
Stores, yeah.
Yes. So unfortunately, in the recent past, there was a hurdle that was created at the federal government, and one of my jobs, if the people give me the opportunity to mm-hmm. represent them from the 3rd Senatorial District, is to make sure that we move in the right direction for the casino to be formed in East Windsor. We need... the state of Connecticut needs to support this
mm-hmm.
Because it is going to create jobs and opportunities, but also create $8.5 million tax revenue for East Windsor.
How long do you believe it's going to take? It just seems whenever we get into this particular area, it's this and that, and it goes on and on.
Court
and on.
Fights and then, federal level, local level.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
What are you hearing on
what
that?
Do you think?
I think that the state has been pretty clear about it. The state wants this, and the state is really interested in this. The challenge we have is that the federal government, because there was a small part that the federal government was supposed to take care of,
mm-hmm.
and that got messed up. And I think we will bring it back to the state and then make sure that the state takes care of this responsibility, moves forward with the whole process, and we should get ready soon to move in the right direction and start the process.
You know what's going to be great is, I mean, here you are. You have served that area for a long, long time, and now you're going to be serving the area in a different, a different way. However, you will certainly be there and have controls over what is going on.
I'm hoping that the people in this in the 3rd District, which is East Hartford, South Windsor, Ellington, and East Windsor, would come out and support and vote on this 26th of February, and they do. And if they give me this opportunity, I look forward to working on all the four towns and making a difference.
Devil's advocate on the casino.
Yes.
And you may have heard this going around. There's too much gambling. Connecticut has enough, for the casinos, the lottery, the keno. Do you hear that when
yes,
it's brought
up? There is a concern, and the way to take care of this is there are very good groups that are out there to help individuals mm-hmm. with that. And I would expect the tribes to be able to help contribute to strengthen them as well. It's mm-hmm. it's just, look, there are people who are vulnerable to various things.
Yeah.
And
oh, sure.
In those situations, we need to make sure that we create mechanisms and protections for them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that issue, and I respect that issue, and I feel we need to invest in that aspect as well.
But how long do you think it's going to take?
Yeah, how long will this shake out, you think?
So look, the town of East Windsor has done all what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically shovel-ready. The casino people are shovel-ready. It's just regulatory component. When we cross that the bridge, it's going to move forward this spring. We could potentially start theoretically based on the conversations we had in the public hearing that we are pretty much ready to move forward with the project as soon as the state is able to enforce some components, and everyone else has done their part.
Finally, Mayor, what is your position on it? I know that this bill, they say it doesn't have a real legs yet, but the mandatory regionalization of school districts, which, as you know, is the main reason why a lot of people choose to live in the town they live in. It affects their property value. What are your feelings on that?
So with respect to the schools, I think this is one of the most important values every town has, and they are passionate about their school systems. I actually have served in the governor's transition team, and I was part of the committee on the shared services. And my views in that committee was that for the school systems, we should not be sharing it. However, with respect to a couple of things within the school system, one is special education. That is something that
very
we
expensive,
as a state can
incredibly
share.
Incredibly expensive,
and
special
that's the state's
ed,
mandate, so state needs to take some responsibility and share that part. And the purchasing of material, books, and so on and so forth, that is where there is sharing opportunity. But with respect to the classes and educational part, I don't think we should be sharing and meddling.
Okay,
with
so
that.
You want the autonomy of the smaller cities and town? Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear that. Because, again, you're a mayor. You know this.
Yes.
A lot of people say, I live in this town or that town, and it affects their property values,
absolutely,
too, the school system.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, again, it is it's not going to be a long wait like many people thought. And, again, you're in the area. You have been in the area. And all they have to do is a few things and can get started. But they've got to get started. That's the
as far as the casino.
I am looking forward to fighting the fight to get things moving in the right direction.
A lot of job. Would you say the minimum job is what, 1,000?
About 2,000. For construction.
You know what? You know,
we need this.
I can see why it's a tough call for some people because, again, gambling, gaming, it's gone on since the beginning of time. Since man wagered 2 stones and I'll give you 3 stones. So gambling is always out. No, really, it is. It's a vice. It's a thrill. It gives people, you know, a biochemical high. You know this as a physician. But when you're looking at 2,000 jobs.
Yes.
Good, decent-paying jobs.
Decent-paying jobs. And people actually are looking forward to it. I've been in conversation with the various groups that are looking forward to those jobs.
You know, you should see Brad at a roulette wheel. Let me tell you. We'll bring him out there for the ceremonial opening, right?
I would love that. That would be great.
I'm a blackjack guy myself, but that's all. Yeah.
That's great.
So great to have you here.
Thanks for coming by.
We
appreciate
it.
I remember the first time you came in here and we had a great conversation. You've done a tremendous job in your town, and boy, it would just
that would be great.
It would really add to what you're doing now, too.
Yeah. And Brad, you're just superb. Both of you are doing great.
Thanks, Mayor.
And Brad, every time I see you, you look younger. And
look at that,
younger,
huh?
I'm telling you.
Look at that, huh?
Great. I need to sit down and take classes from you.
Yeah. Check out his genetics. Mayor Saud Anwar. Mayor, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's 8:17.